As the flooding concerns in Hastings will continue throughout the weekend, KDWA reached out to the Hastings Police Department to get their thoughts on the situation with the road closures and how the police department might enforce things should someone get near the floodwaters. Hastings Deputy Police Chief Brian Showalter spoke to KDWA in this web exclusive about how the police is gearing up for the flooding.
Absolutely. We do our best to try and keep the public advised as to what the water levels are, what the projections are, and where the flooding is going to take place. We've been working with both Public Works Department and Dakota County to try and make sure that we are prepared for when the water comes over any of the roadways. I'm sure you're aware that right now First Street is closed. We have the barricades were put in place before the water hit the road, and we actually have been working with the county to have barricades staged out on Ravenna and 18th Street for a potential road closure if the water gets high enough to actually block the road. So we're trying to stay on top of it, but unfortunately the water's going to do what the water's going to do, and the best thing we can do is just keep an eye on it and be prepared to close roads down.
Showalter also talks to us about how Hastings police would enforce things should someone approach the floodwaters.
First and foremost, we would do our best to interdict or intercept them by telling them, you know, to clear the area or get out of the area if it's a swift water type issue. Unfortunately, the Hastings Police Department does not have the ability to get on the water. We don't have boats or watercraft in any way, shape, or form. However, the fire department does, and the Dakota County Sheriff's Department has watercraft as well. So if there's something taking place on the water, those are the two agencies that would be dispatched. However, we will do what we can from shore, whether that be throw them lines, relay to them information about what's safe, what isn't safe, where they need to be, and potentially do what we can to get them out of a hazardous situation. When it comes to the water, though, it is truly the Hastings Fire Department and Dakota County Sheriff's Department that'll do any rescues or any operations on the water.